Success isn't accidental. It's the story you rewrite. The moment you stop living by the script others handed you, everything changes. I'm Raz Patel, and on The Raz Patel Show, we go past the polished personas and into the moments that shape us. We explore identity, reinvention, culture, courage, and the unscripted conversations that reveal how people rise, rebuild, and rediscover themselves. These aren't interviews, they're turning points. The kind that shift perspective and sometimes an entire path. When life reshapes you, when clarity breaks through, when boundaries shift, that's where the real journey begins. The Raz Patel Show, story rewritten, voices awakened, journeys redefined. Welcome to The Raz Patel Show. I'm Raz Patel, and this is where we go beyond the polished version of success to talk about the decisions, the turning points, and the moments that force us to ask who we are becoming. My guest today is Kunal Nair, co-founder of the IQ 121 Group, or IQ 121. Many people know Kunal from a global career in entertainment, but this conversation is about something deeper than recognition. It is about reinvention, purpose, family, and what happens when success is no longer enough on its own. Out of a deeply personal experience during the pandemic, Kunal helped build IQ 121, a platform designed to help families securely organize and preserve documents, memories, digital assets, and what matters most across life's transitions. Ooh, that is something. Kunal, welcome to The Raz Patel Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Kunal, before we deep dive, can you give us an understanding about, at a high arching level, and we'll go further, is what is exactly IQ 121?
It's a very simple concept. It's an app that you subscribe to that allows you to safely and digitally store all your familial sensitive documents. The most basic example would be is if you want to book a flight for your mother or your father and they're halfway across the world, you don't have to call them and ask them to scan their passport, email it to you, all the stuff, trying to find it through your files. Everything is stored in one place, so it's easy for you to access and easy for you to take care of your family.
Kunal, I want to begin with the bigger question beneath the whole journey. After achieving the kind of success most people dream about, such as you at the Big Bang Theory, what made you feel called to build again?
The pandemic. It came to me naturally. It wasn't like, oh, now I'm going to go and make an app. It really was sparked by, I would say, maybe just a universal desire to create something that I would use, which is because I travel so much and I'm usually living on a plane. Every time I need to do something for my family, I always had to end up asking them for their files, asking them for their documents, scanning, you know, and as you know, I'm sure, whenever you really need to find something, you can never find it. It's impossible. So
it's such
I was
a
like,
pain.
Why don't we just have something that we can just like a family digital file where we can share documents when we need them? That's how it started. It was just a spark of an idea.
Wow. And so where are we with this idea that sparked the grassroots of it?
Literally, I'm on a plane and I'm flying on a plane and I'm on the internet because now planes have internet. And my parents needed me to book them some flights to London. And being on the plane and trying to get them in New Delhi to send me information so I can book their flight while I'm flying is sort of how this idea came about. Because I could have just gone onto the app and I would have had everything there and I could have taken care of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So where is it at this point, your app, IQ 121? How is it actually successful?
Yeah, it's active. It's everywhere you can get apps. You can get it on any platform and it's doing very well and it's tracking very well and we're very, very excited by it.
Wow, huge. And then, so is it, how are you marketing it? I guess you can say, like, is it just for any and all globally? And how do we access that?
Yes, of course. I mean, part of it is me being the global ambassador for this app because I created it. Part of it is coming on shows like this and talking about it, like I said, but it's available on every app store that you have access to. And it's global. It's available for everyone.
Interesting. So let's deep dive a little bit. I'm curious, what reinvention felt like internally for you? Was it exciting, uncomfortable, risky, all of the
above, because let's face it, I mean, coming from the entertainment industry, this is a whole different environment altogether.
Yeah, I don't look at it as reinvention as much as creation, you know? I mean, being an actor or being an artist is a very creative endeavor, as is being an app developer. The thing that I learned the most is that I have certain expertise and certain expertise I don't have. So you rely on a very, very, very adept team who can help make your dream come true. And that was part of what I call effort and grace. There was always this effort being put into this app, and now there's the grace that it's actually come to being.
Right. That's a good point. I mean, the fact that you need to rely on the team to help you to move forward.
Yes, of course, because when it comes to technological skills, it's not really my forte.
Yeah, and so in that aspect of it, when you became an entrepreneur per se, what part of yourself had to grow the fastest or learn in terms of who you are?
It's a good question. I'm not sure that I guess the thing that I learned most is relying on those that are better at what they're doing than you are. I think that being an entrepreneur comes with a certain level of trust and humility, and you can't just bang your head time and time again against the wall or through the door. Sometimes you just also have to allow things to happen. That's why I said it's a delicate balance between effort and grace. And I think for me, it was very humbling to understand just the nuances that go into building something that you truly want to share with the world.
Right. And exciting at the same time. So
just and hats off to you. It's all of it. It's all of it. It's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. But at the same time, I hope that I would have left the world slightly better than when I came.
Right. So looking back now, what did starting a company reveal about you that your previous career never demanded? Or did it demand the same level of effort?
I think when you're an actor, it's kind of a solo life. You know, you have your agents, obviously, and your managers and your publicists and your lawyers, and you have a full team of people. But really, it's your face every single day that's out there. It's all the risks that you're taking. If something fails, it's no one else's fault but the actor's fault, right? So that level of risk or putting yourself out there makes you build quite a thick skin. So when I went into this endeavor, it didn't feel as if it was stepping into something brand new. I'm still putting myself out there. I'm still taking risks, and I'm still trying to make the world a better place with my craft. So it was quite a seamless journey, to be completely honest.
Wow, interesting. So when did you start the IQ121? Just in pandemic itself, or like did it start
before? Yeah, the idea was during the pandemic. Start to finish, when you put pen to paper, I think 2.5 years.
Wow. That's impressive. So, Kunal, I mean, the fact that you are wearing multiple hats, how do you have time for this? Let's talk about this. Just because, you know, let's face it, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're acting, when you have, you know, your family life and you are traveling nonstop, how are you able to manage these aspects and bridge the time management aspect of it?
I think I don't have kids, so it's a little easier for me. I think when you have children, obviously most of your life goes, if you're a good parent, dedicated to their livelihood. I have a lot more freedom than that. To me, I really try to break down my day or prioritize my day on the different aspects of my life. And part of it is working on the app. Part of it is obviously my acting career. I'm a producer, so producing, reading scripts, developing. But also, it's very important to me to carve out time for socializing. I really like being around my friends. I like being around my family. I'm not able to function if I don't have that energy also in my life. I'm not the kind of person who could just bury their head in the ground and not see anyone. I think part of being an actor is energy exchange. I've never understood actors who... I've never been the kind of actor who wakes up in the morning at 6 a.m. and then goes to the gym and only eats right and never sees anyone and never does anything and is only 100% committed to the craft. Because how would you learn anything about life if you don't go out there? Life is the greatest teacher. If you ever want to be an actor, you have to rub up against egoic identity or other people's egoic identities to realize who you truly are.
So. You know, that was well said and beautifully put, Kunal. And with that, I will hold on to those thoughts and come right back to you. The most compelling reinventions are usually not driven by ambition alone. They're driven by something personal. In our next segment, I want to go into the family experience during the pandemic that sparked IQ121, because that is where his story became deeply human, and also want to touch more on his acting career. Welcome back to the Raz Patel Show. I'm here with one and only Kunal Nair. And what makes this conversation resonate is that his company did not begin in a boardroom. It began in a very real family moment during a period when so many people were feeling fear, distance, and uncertainty. Now, I want to talk about the problem that would not let go and how that became a mission for Kunal. Kunal, I know we just touched base on this in the first segment, but take me back to that season. What was happening with your parents, you know, the travel planning that made you stop and think, why is this still this difficult, you know, to share the pictures, the documents, and to be in connect?
Well, as you said, you know, during the pandemic, we were all living such isolated lives. I was here in Los Angeles. My parents were in New Delhi. And every opportunity I could get, I would fly to be with them. And we would be, you know, and when we were together, let's say, like you said, we would take photographs, or, you know, any family dinner at my house was always like 30, 40, 50 people, as you know, being Indian. And everyone would take photographs, and then everyone would try to airdrop them to each other. And I kept thinking, why don't we just have one family album or one family storehouse or one, and we can then add users, cousins or whatever. So anytime they take a photograph, it automatically gets added to our family album. And that if, God forbid, something were to ever happen to any of us, we have a digital footprint that we have together, right? That at the end of my life, I can hand over my digital file to my children with all of my documents, with the will, with my insurance papers, with my life insurance, with photographs, everything. I can just hand that over to them so they have it stored and safe.
You know, that's a well put, because I mean, right now, as we all know, you have the Google Photos, for example. And if the storage is taken up, you have to go and delete half the pictures out of your phone. And before you know, oops, you've deleted half of them that you needed. Yeah, correct? Exactly. So this prevents that app. I mean, this app actually has mistakes.
Yeah, if we're on a family vacation together, we don't have to keep airdropping photographs. It all just goes onto the our family file.
Yeah. And so is this a, where you download the app, is it free, or, you know, you can just get it around?
The app is free, and then the access to its services are subscription-based.
Wow, interesting. I love it. I love it already.
We do have... We just rolled out, actually, speaking of free, a new app, which is also part of IQ121, but its own freestanding app, which is free. It's called Roll Call. And that is free. That's my gift to the world. That is your parents or anyone you love. They just have to check in every single day with you. And if for 2 days they don't check in, then you get an email notification. And if for 3 days they don't check in, however you do the settings, someone will go and check in on them. So it's for...
Yeah, explain this roll call, because that was going to be my next question. What is that?
So I've dealt with dementia in my family, and unfortunately, so this stemmed from that, from this idea that people who don't have the ability to pick up the phone and call or text, there is a service where they can just go on their phone every single day and press a button and let you know that they're okay. So they wake up in the morning, they press the button. If, and especially this is for families who live far away. For whatever reason, if they don't check in, then you get an email notification say, hey, your parents haven't checked in today. Do you want to make sure that they're okay? So this stemmed from my experience with dementia in my family. And it's a free app, and it's literally just my gift to the world.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I'm loving it. And I'm definitely going to tell the world, obviously. Oh my God. So, and this became just because of your own personal situation. So thank you for sharing that. And what did that experience expose about the way families manage essential information, going back to the IQ21, when they're distant and, you know, and sharing across generations.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about, it's not just okay, you need your parents' passport. It's not that. Sometimes you need access to their medical records. Sometimes you need access to their blood type. Sometimes you need access to the medicines that they're taking. Sometimes you need access to the will or insurance. So it's not just, it's everything that you would put in your safe that you need to share with your family. Is we can put on our app. People talk a lot about security, and especially elderly people, they don't want to upload anything on the internet, right?
Right.
It's a very tricky thing to get older people to put stuff on the internet. But if you see what happened in Los Angeles in the Pacific Palisades fires that happened, even people who had safes, had put everything in their safe, you realize it's not safe anymore because we're looking at the way the environment is changing. Fires are happening. Hurricanes are happening. People are losing documents left, right, and center. Even if you have a fire safe proof, all those fire safe proofs burned to the ground and they lost everything, photographs, papers. So it's not as if, hey, I'm going to keep it in my safe and it's safe now. That's not the world we're living in. So with our military-grade encryption, it's the safest place, in my opinion, on the internet.
You know, I think while I was listening to you, the bridge between the roll call and the IQ 121 is extremely essential and impactful. Have you ever thought of like combining the two or selling as a package? Because, I mean, it's huge at the moment, what you're saying.
It'll be a feature in IQ 121, but we just wanted to roll it out and for us so that people know that this is what we're doing as its own separate app, but eventually it'll be a feature too.
Yeah, and I mean, just thinking out loud is the fact that you are so focused on the human element of it. I mean, that's tremendous, and it stems from your own personal experience, from your family going through dementia, and then you know, you flying back and forth, and your family being thousands of miles away from you. So this is huge and impactful. Now, so what? Have you thought about how to communicate to the world right at this moment? Because we're in such a fast-paced digital world. How can we bridge the digital aspect and the human element of it, considering a lot of these folks that you're talking about, they, one, are not AI savvy or don't want to be part of the whole technology world. So how do you communicate the importance of this technology that you have? And two, how are you bridging the two? Because I think there's a lot to be said about the human aspect of it.
I mean, that's why it's called IQ 121. IQ, of course, the intelligence of the system that we've created, but the 121 is the human element of this app. Going back to what you asked earlier, I think it's important for us to approach people with sensitivity and understanding. And humility. I think what happens oftentimes is we just tell people what to do. This is the way it's done. And people sometimes are insecure, like you said, with their use of the internet. They're insecure with the use of digital platforms. So we have to go into that with sensitivity, with humanity, with an understanding that, hey, maybe the person across the aisle is insecure about using a platform like this. So you have to go in with humanity, understanding, and listening, and all of the human elements, I think, is what makes this very special.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm assuming your team is providing that platform to bring the human element of it and bridging the technology aspect of it.
100%. It's very user-friendly. We keep in mind the fact that these are not easy things for people to do. And we're constantly massaging and trying to figure out how to make this a more human experience for people who want to use the app.
Beautiful. So why do you think so many families only realize the importance of this kind of organization when they are already in crisis?
Are you asking my opinion? Because I don't actually know, but it happens to all of us, right? It happens to all, like I said, you never think about it. And then whenever you need something, you can never find it, right? And
right.
Everything's happening last second. So you're already going through a process where your mind is working overtime, not thinking clearly. So I completely, don't ask me why, but I don't know, it happens to us all the time, which is why this idea stemmed from that.
Right. So Kunal, I want to ask back and forth on your acting, the entertainment aspect of it, as well as the IQ 121, because it's, you're bridging two of you, right? You're bridging the entertainment piece as well as the entrepreneur piece here. Now, when we are talking about the struggles, the pains, and the innovation aspect of it, you had the both of them, right? And from what speaking to you, you haven't lost your South Asian roots because it stems from your family, this app, right? So what exactly, I guess I'll talk about it in the next segment. So my question to you is, how do you and how did you break the stereotype? I mean, from the Big Bang, where you were portrayed as this Raj who had the accent, and now, you know, you become this global fandom at the same time. I mean, you have a huge appeal, but how did you, during that moment, how did you go through to the stereotype of breaking that, you know, Indians are just have this type of accent, and because that's what you're showing to the world, that South Asians are only accepted in such a way?
I mean, I don't see it that way at all. Raj is a kid from Delhi. I was a kid from Delhi. I don't think I spoke much differently than I speak now. Probably a little more global because the character I played was so specific, and he had been in America not as long as I have. So I never looked at that character as a stereotype. I think he was a brilliant mind. He obviously dealt with his own social anxieties like most humans deal with. You know, I'm very, very blessed, very lucky to go all over the world and meet fans from all over the world who, you know, I get letters on a daily basis from people who say, hey, thanks to you, my daughter or my son wants to be an actor. Thanks to you, my daughter or son wants to be an astrophysicist. You know, people don't realize that when you play a character like that, you have the responsibility to do something good with your life. So I never looked at that as trying to break through the stereotype. I played a kid from Delhi who was a really good kid, and he was a good person and has given so much joy and love and happiness and laughter to the world. It's the greatest gift. The greatest gift is not acting on the show. The greatest gift is what the show has given back. You know, so I mainly focus on that, and hopefully everything else just falls into place.
Oh, well said, Kunal, and I appreciate that. So what starts as a practical problem can become something much bigger when it touches grief, care, and responsibility. Next, I want to explore what it means to build a business around trust, legacy, and deeply personal parts of people's lives, and get back into a more deeper aspect of the roll call. Thank you so much. We're back, and this is where the conversation gets even more interesting to me. IQ121 is not just another tech product. It sits in a very personal space. As we said before, documents, memories, digital assets, family continuity, and life transitions. That means this is not just about function. It is about trust. So Kunal, when you are building around something as sensitive as family legacy and life transitions, what becomes more important than growth metrics alone?
Oh, it's a good question. I think it has to be a balance, right? Obviously, any business you do, you have to look at growth metrics. Otherwise, what's the point of doing anything, right? We have to look at something that you can scale. Otherwise, don't do it, right? What's the point of all the hard work if you're not going to scale it? But that scalability or the growth of the app is done, A, because of the passion and the love that we have for this product, but B, also understanding the deep sensitivity that comes with putting your sensitive familial documents on the internet. So that's why we spend so much time on creating our encryptions and our security at a very, very, very high level, so that we're able to then go out to the world and say, hey, you're safe with us. Because that is literally the cornerstone of what we're providing, is safety, a place, a digital storehouse, a safe in the internet for you to trust us with. So if we don't get that right, then I don't know, then it's not worth doing.
Right. No, I 100%. So how did you want IQ121 to feel for the user beyond simply being useful and, you know, beyond just the trust factor?
Make your life better. I think if I created something that makes your life easier, if it makes your life better, if it's something that you can rely on because you can rely on us to provide you a great service, I think that's very important. And I think I hope eventually that this just gets integrated into your life. So it's not something that's, oh, I'm going to go on the app and use it. It just becomes a part of your life. Hey, I need to send that thing over. Okay, let me just get on the app and I'll do it. Or wake up in the morning and let me check my app. Oh, that someone posted such a beautiful photograph. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at our family file is growing. So that in that way, I hope it becomes part of your life.
Yeah, no, it has actually. I mean, if you think about it, so the trust is there, the sentiments are there. So what have you learned about trust when the product touches a person's most private documents, memories, and responsibilities? How do you navigate that?
You know, I think it's, let me put it this way. If you came to me, right, and Raz came to me and said, hey, listen, can you please upload your passport on this website because I need access to it? The first thing I'm going to be like is, why? That's my, you know, because we're taught, especially when you're an immigrant, you're an immigrant, your passport is like your saving grace. You know, we would, even on the planes, we would put our passport in our inside pocket and no one would come next to it. So our part of being an immigrant experience is storing your paperwork. Do you remember growing up and keeping your paperwork so everything was so neatly? I was an international student here. If one paper went missing, I'd have to go through the entire pro. I have filled out more forms in my 45-year life than most human beings in an entire century because of how much, how many countries I've lived in, how many, you know, how many places I've been to university. So I understand that when we're asking people to trust us with this, that it is going to be met with some hesitancy. I understand that, right? But at the same time, I think you realize quickly how easy it is and how safe it is and how secure it is. You never think about it again.
Right. Yeah, that's true. How do I build something that is efficient without making it feel cold in an area of life that is so emotional?
I think you have to just trust your heart. You know, you have to, I think, in any successful business, it's not just usability. There has to be some kind of energetic compassion that comes with that, right? So I hope that what we're trying to create here does come with that energetic compassion. Otherwise, we would have failed or we wouldn't have done our job.
No, I think well said. So, Kunal, what do you hope families gain when they finally organize the things they have avoided for so long? Because let's face it, you're teaching them about time management at the end of the day.
Relief. I think a huge sigh of relief to be able to have one place where you can get access to everything that you need, you know? And I think especially in this global world that we're living, where families are more and more living apart from each other in different countries and different cities all over the world, I think that people will breathe a huge sigh of relief that we have created this with them.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And I mean, are you seeing feedback from this? I mean, have you gotten that feedback yet? Or
yes, we look at all the numbers. We look at user reviews. We see in which ways. So you know, the thing when you create something like this or anything in your life that you create, it's not the things that you expect to happen. You can always plan for things that you expect to happen, right? It's much easier to do it that way. But it's the blind spots, right? It's always the blind spots that get you, that you learn from. So there have been some blind spots along the way that we've had to look at and say, oh, we did not expect that, you know? And by the way, in a good way too. Sometimes something good happens. You're like, oh, we didn't expect that aspect of the app to be so good. And we thought maybe that's the one we needed to work on, but that's the one that took off. And that part we thought was the ace of the app turned out to not be as powerful as we thought. But that is the nature of any business. As it grows, you try to get better.
No, it's true. It's well said. So trust is one of the hardest things to build in any business, and even harder when the stakes are emotional. But there is another layer here too. Public reinvention. In our final segment, I want to talk about credibility, purpose, and what this journey has changed in Kunal's view of success itself, and also discuss a little about who Kunal is, because we haven't touched that at this point. Stay tuned. Welcome back. to the Raz Patel Show, my conversation with Kunal Nair has taken us through reinvention, family, trust, and the deeper mission behind IQ121, as well as the roll call bag. Wow, free. I want to close by looking at what this journey says about purpose, especially when a person known for one kind of success chooses to step into a completely different kind of responsibility. And we want to have a little fun moment of understanding who really Kunal is. So Kunal, let's finish up with our thoughts on IQ21 and then have some fun. When people know you from entertainment first, how do you even earn real credibility in a different space like entrepreneurship and technology?
That's a great question. I think integrity can translate from your career, your different careers. I hope that I've built a career based on integrity, honesty, and truth, and that can span over whatever it is that you do. I understand the stigma sometimes of celebrities doing apps or celebrities doing entrepreneurial endeavors. I don't think of it that way. I think this is something that was stemmed, that was a spark that I wanted to share with the world about something that I really care about. And I said to myself, obviously, I want everyone to use it. But if no one else uses it, I've done something that's good for my family. And that's enough for me. Right. So, again, I think that integrity is something that I've built. But trust is something that has to be earned. And that's going to take time.
No, well said. Well, what has been the hardest part of being taken seriously as a founder rather than being seen only through the lens of fame? I think you've addressed that many times, but still, let's wrap that up.
Yeah, sure. I think, again, I try not to get too caught up in the vernacular of words as much as I do just try to do actions and see where the chips fall. I'd rather spend my days trying to make the world better and see what happens as opposed to thinking about my life. I like living my life more so than thinking about it. So I can't control how I'm perceived as much as what it is that I output in my life, I think, is a lot more important than perception.
Yeah, well said. Has building IQ121 changed the way you think about time, family, and what we actually leave behind?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you realize the fragility of life. That life is really, really fragile, and you cannot plan for what's going to come next, right? You can try, this is why we have this app, you can try, but ultimately the sensitivity and the fragility of life is real and it's visceral. And we need apps like 121 to plan for those moments.
Well said, exactly. So what do you believe people chase for too long before realizing they were neglecting something much more meaningful through your experience?
I mean, I think most people, when their time comes to go, they don't think about the money they had. They don't think about the success they had. They only think about their loved ones. They only think about the times that they should have spent telling people that they love them, or calling that friend that you hadn't spoken to because you had an argument for, you didn't talk to them for 30 years, or the brother you should have called, or the sister, or the uncle and the aunt, or the time you should have spent having tea with the people that you love is so much more important than just achievement. So I think the thing that people wish they had more of is love and time with those that they love.
Right, well said. So Kunal, you've been through all facets of life, right? As an entrepreneur, as an actor, and as a son and a family person. So where do you want to, if someone had to think about Kunal, how do you want them to remember you?
I hope that wherever I went, I made everything slightly better. I mean, that would be a good life. You know, at the end of my days, whenever that comes, it's not in my control. It would be nice to have known that I left the world slightly better than when I came, that I didn't just spend my time here taking, that I spend more of my time giving. Now, I love experiencing life, so I take as well. I'm not, you know, I like to explore all facets of this life, but I hope if you were to balance this out that I've done more good than bad.
Yeah, right. So for someone standing at a crossroad right now, after what you have experienced through all these multi-facets of life, feeling pulled toward a more purpose-driven chapter like you, what would you want them to trust about that instinct, as you have?
I think that when you do something for others, it's not just about doing it for them. It's also the energetic experience that you have about yourself. I think that we give, obviously, because it's the right thing to do, and we've been taught that. Our consciousness has been taught that since we were young. Do good for others, love thy neighbor, take care of people. But when you actually do it, the actual physical chemical reactions in your body also make you feel good. It also does something for you. It makes you probably look younger and feel younger and feel all of these sorts of incredible chemistry in your body makes you feel happy when you give more than you take.
Yeah, and that's the best element of life when you can make people feel happy. And I think you're doing a great job with it, Kunal, because, with the roll call back and the IQ 121, all that says, that who you are per se, and that you're giving back in many ways, not just through acting experience, but in these apps. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing the world of these apps. It's hats off to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your kindness.
Yeah. So Kunal, let's end with a few fun aspects. Can you give us a little bit of insight to your Big Bang and what that felt like? Because that led to your stardom.
Yeah, I mean, being on Big Bang, what, 12 years of my life since 2007, 2019, was every day was a joy, every day was a gift. We worked incredibly hard, obviously, to create 24 episodes of television a year for 12 straight years at a very, very high level. Everyone worked very hard, made a lot of sacrifices, missed a lot of deaths, a lot of birthdays, a lot of weddings. But that was my call to action during that period of my life. And I can't even sit here and say one negative thing because every day was really a tremendous joy.
Yeah, and a lot of people forget that it is hard work as an actor. That, it's great, you make us laugh and joke and give us the entertainment piece, so we're happy. But behind the scenes, it is hard work.
Yeah, it's not a. I can't just call in one day because I'm sick, and say, hey, I'm not
Yeah.
shooting today. I'm not going to do this episode. There's no such thing. I don't think I missed one day in 12 years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Someone dies, someone is sick, someone is. Of course, if something catastrophic happens, you just have to show up. But predominantly, no, there's no days off.
Right. So now I think you focused on a project called Christmas Karma, if I understand. Is
I
that?
shot Christmas Karma came out this Christmas. Gurinder Chadha shot it. We shot it in England. It came out in Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Is that out or?
Yeah, it's out now. It's a musical based on Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, and I play Scrooge or Soothe in the movie. He's like an old Indian uncle.
Yeah, I
And
love it.
it's
I
fun.
can't
It's a
wait.
comedy, and it's a real look at, to be honest, it's a real look at what happened to Ugandan Indians when Idi Amin kicked everyone out of Uganda and what it felt like coming as an immigrant in the 70s. So it's real. It's got both lighthearted comedy, feel good. It's music. It's a musical, but it's also got real heart.
Wow. Okay. I'll definitely watch that. So, is there any other projects in the pipeline that we should watch out for or look out
Yeah,
for?
I have a couple of movies coming out. One called Up and Comer, which is a great film, and I just shot this Indian film called Patel about all the motel owners in the 1990s
Oh,
in San
yeah.
Fernando Valley. So it's San Fernando Valley. So it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to watching all those. And
Thank you.
Kunal, thank you for coming on this show. I mean, it was. Heartfelt, and thank you for being so open and trusting us with it. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kunal, what I appreciate about this conversation is that it's really about more than business. It's about what happens when achievement evolves into responsibility, and when a personal experience becomes a mission that can serve other people at a much deeper level. So I again thank you for being here and for sharing the heart behind the journey. So hats off to you. And Kunal, if anyone had to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
What do you mean personally, or
I mean, do you have a website or anything that they can
I
reach out
just
to you?
I'm on Instagram, so if I'm on, that's sort of
Instagram,
where
okay, then that's it, folks.
that's
Kunal's
the easy
Nair.
that's the easiest one. Exactly.
All
Exactly.
right, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else to add or we're good?
No, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for your kindness and your time.
Kunal? Thank you for bringing truth and light without pretending life is easy. To everyone watching, growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the moments that test who you are and reveal who you're becoming. I'm Raz Patel, and this is The Raz Patel Show. Frozen to fearless, I'll see you. next time.